Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Let's go to a little hockey here, and who better to go to it with than two-time Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Jay is brought to us by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, I didn't mean to speak for you before I introduced you here, but I bet you Jay is unhappy with something that happened last night. And I'm going to tell you what. First of all, how are you?
I'm good. Good, Joe. Good to talk to you and Bob. Hope you guys are well.
Thanks, we're doing Dan. Great, Jay.
We're doing wonderful.
Not as great as a hockey team should be doing, but, you know.
Yes, that's how we're it is. At least good.
I know.
Not a good homestand. Right, but.
No, that was not.
You and I have talked about this several times, and you've become very passionate talking about it at times. So I'll read from Josh Yowie's piece today. He has the clip embedded in his piece. Sid leaves the game in the second period after absorbing a nasty cross-check in the upper back from Adam Larson. There's the clip. Josh says, right. Josh says, I've seen dirtier plays, but it's still a pretty cheap cross-check against a living legend who happens to be the captain. I'm sorry, Josh says, if I sound like a caveman, but I don't understand how no one on the Penguins roster confronted Larson. He says, I was troubled by this, and I assure you some people in the organization also were. How did you feel, Jay, in watching that type of thing happen yet again?
Yeah, I mean, it gets old talking about it because, hey, look, Adam Larson's not a fighter, even. It's not even a guy that somebody couldn't go up to and address. Four guys should have jumped on him, to be honest. Four guys should have went out. I don't care. But you know what you'll hear? You're going to hear, well, they're getting a power play. And I would rather have, in all honesty, I've said this a lot of times, if I was going into my locker room in between periods and Sidney Crosby, I guarantee you, would be happy if I did something. That's the look I'd rather have than why didn't anybody do anything for me or help me out? Not that he doesn't need anybody. He's as tough as it gets anyway, but the nature of the game and what he is and what he means to the game. And you could tell when he went off the ice, the frustration he had with it. I mean, whether he felt how he was dinged up. But I don't understand. I will never understand that. I know the game. The game is different. Yes, it's still not that different. If you watch across the league, and even teams that don't have fighters on their team, when somebody gets hit in a bad way, and I don't mean a good hit that, you know, good hit, and I'm right. Talking about a cheap shot, a cross check coming from behind him from a long way. I don't understand it. And we say it a lot on our show right here. I don't get that. And I don't get whether I don't care if you're a score on the line or if you're, you know, one of his winger, anybody should have jumped in and did the same thing to him. I don't care if you get him. I don't care if you got matching minors. The story we're going to hear, Joe, and you know this, and Bob, you know this, it's going to be, well, we're getting power play and we need points. That's what was going to come out. But if, as a team, you'd rather have somebody go after somebody that did that. That's what I think.
No, I think that's obvious, and I felt the same thing watching it. I couldn't believe it, and the way he went off made me think the same thing. He seemed to have a PO'd look, you know, and he just jumped straight into the locker room as if to say, all right, fine. Yeah. I'll just leave the ice here. You guys do what you have to do without. And that's how I felt. I knew he wasn't going to do that. But let me ask you about the third period last night, Jay, because, you know, you had a chance to at least take a couple of points against a team that hasn't played all that well. And after back-to-back home losses, I would have thought their third period might have resembled their first period when they outshot them 16-2. It didn't happen that way at all, which leads me to another question about goaltending, because I thought some of those shots last night should have been handled.
Yeah, there's that part. But I'll also talk about the breakdown. Oleksiak is between the circles inside the hash marks on the first, on the one that was the tying goal.
And he's not Ovechkin. He's Oleksiak.
He comes off the bench. You can see the change. He comes off the bench, and they find him coming late. And a lot of times that poses a problem. When somebody comes late, they don't pick him up, or you lose track. Well, they lost track of him. And then he's 6'6". He comes through the middle, cruising through the middle, and he takes his shot, you know, as much as Jari. But that's a shot inside the hash marks, like between the circles, inside the hash marks. You just can't give – that part can't be given up. Marcus Pettersson did whatever he could to try and keep the shot. We talked about last night, keep it short side, and then Jari doesn't make the save. So the breakdown's there. And then the breakdown on the next one, the winning goal, they lose the battle on the wall. Then when you leave your feet in the NHL, you are giving yourself up, right? You are – and it was – I think it was a desperation try by, I believe it was P.O. Joseph in trying it. But when you leave your feet, you're done. The players are too good. They're just way too good, and an easy, you know, finish right there. But, you know, guys, I Mike Sullivan was pretty unhappy about it. I think as a coach, it'd be frustrating, and whatever goes on, how many more times do they preach? He preaches it, and, you know, and we hear him talk about it. It got to be very disappointing for them to give up to a team that had no business being in the game. Decor played very well. I mean, the first 40 minutes, he's the difference why they're there, but they're there. He kept them in the – we always say you hope your goalie steals a game. Well, he did for them last night and bought them time. And I know Ronnie Francis talking to him last night, you know, after the game. He knows, you know, how did we get away with this one tonight? I mean, his team didn't look good. But in the third period, they started to look like they were – like it was downhill for them. They were moving, and they took advantage of their opportunity. So, yeah, Bob, it's a tough one. And the goaltending thing has just been going on all year. And your save percentages are bad numbers. And the team's – been playing better in front of them. They're just not getting what they need. And certainly everybody knows it. They all know it. It's a tough spot to be in. And you're giving points away. I mean, you put yourself in a really bad spot right now. But the one saving grace is all the other teams that are – I think I said it last week. Is it bad hockey? Is it mediocre hockey? They're playing great hockey at times. Is it what they all want, you know, teams to be equal? Well, it's a mix of that, and it's a mix of bad hockey, and certain parts are getting away from all these. There's seven teams bunched up.
Yeah, now they go on the road for seven, Joe.
Yeah, exactly, starting in Buffalo, so at least they get a good break to start their trip.
Or so you would think.
Limits, you want to pipe in here?
Josh, I would love to.
Josh, this is an exciting development. We've invited Limits into the fray.
Jay, it feels like a never-ending cycle with Tristan Jarry. At one point, do the Penguins have no other option but to bring Blomqvist back up and just let him try to ride it out as a potential option?
Yeah, I think I think it's a really good, fair question too. I mean, because Blomqvist was playing better before he went down, and when he was playing, the team wasn't playing good in front of him. So I don't think they wanted him to be shell shocked and then lose him, right? Lose his game. The team has been better over the last month and a half, and then certainly that would be an option. But I think if you have to make sure there's value to Tristan Jarry, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with it? You hope that they're thinking all different options. What are the options? He finds his game, number one. Number two, we got to move him because it's going sideways. And how does that work inside the cap? You got to make sure the guy's playing so he's valuable, so you can get something back if you do go that route. But, you know, they're giving him every chance to find his game. And I think this road trip, this is my opinion, whatever happens on this trip is going to be the telling story, guys. I mean, really. I mean, seven games on the road, but they're all games they've been in these games. They've ended up giving away. There's a look ahead of you, and what are you going to do? And I think this trip will tell. By the end of it, we'll know. I think we'll have a greater plan of what's happening. It's just, it's tough, but it is a round and round thing. And when one guy looks like they're going to go with them, he lays an egg, you know, for the team and for himself. They're giving each guy a chance to take the ball and run with it, and they haven't been able to do it.
Lastly, Jay, and we're talking to Jay Caulfield, as I look at the league standings, if the season ended today, if the season ended today based on points percentage, the President's Trophy would go to the Washington Capitals, who don't have a superstar. I mean, their leading scorer has 46 points. How have they done it, and what is there for the Penguins to learn about how they've done it?
Well, it is a great story. First of all, they have two goaltenders that are playing well. They still have Carlson. I think they're rallying around the Ovechkin thing. But they're playing great hockey. The deals that they've made in the offseason, I think they caught a break with Backstrom and Oshie going on long-term IR. Like they freed up cap space to bring in different pieces, but they're fast, they're coached well, and they're getting results. And then they're feeling the game. I think it's a mix of all that. They were able to fine-tune their roster or change it up on the fly, which if you 6 months ago you'd have put the Capitals and Penguins almost in the same space.
Yes,
because of where they're at, and the Capitals have been able to do it. And I think when you're getting at least, I think they brought in Logan Thompson and the two goaltenders combined have been playing very well. So when you get that part of it, that's good. When you lose, if you didn't have that, and the Penguins haven't had it, you find yourself in position. But listen, Ovechkin's, he's putting the puck in the net. They're rallying around this whole situation of what you know, how their team is playing, and can they keep it going? That's going to be the question. Can they keep playing that way? A lot of people feel they can. You never know if something goes sideways, what happens. But I just think they're well coached. They're put together well. They have speed. They have skill. And look at that Dubois. Dubois hasn't performed, and he's moved all over the place, and now he's having a good season in Washington. So it's a mix of that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
One final one for you, Jay, only because I think at some point there's going to come a time where Kyle Dubas will say, okay, I got to do something, whether it's adding on, whether it's subtracting to come up with pieces for the future. Do you think he's getting close to that point now that we're in the second half of the season? And, yeah, they're still in it and everything. But at the same time, he may see a need for something, or he may see the need to not do anything or actually try to just collect picks or other players or whatever.
Yeah, I think he's been stockpiling picks, right, Bob? And I think the second part is you're seeing youth on your blue line. And we know, everybody knows Marcus Pedersen's been great here, but that's a piece, a chip that's going to be valuable. There's young defensemen in the minors they feel can come up and play. So I think they're starting to see that. And I think up front, the danger part is, or not danger, but you know, Sidney Crosby, they're top. I say this, Russ, Raquel, and Sidney Crosby are, in my opinion, the best line in hockey, because we don't see lines staying together as long. This line has stayed together, and they've probably been outperforming across the NHL. Line of a trio, they've been the best. You've got to somehow keep this where that's going to be a conversation. If they're going to go that route, Bob, that I'm sure they're going to have a conversation with, you know, with Sidney Crosby, because it's just like you guys in the radio station. Hey, if there's any change, it's got to be talked between Joe and Bob, right? You guys, you have to, you're the guys that are the stars.
In that
you
order, gotta, Joe and Bob. Right?
Hey, Bob, you get the headline, though. Your name's first on the show. Yes. So,
only because I'm right. older.
He's it's, first it's on older, the marquee. You know. We know that.
Yeah, so, you know, but that's the way it goes. I mean, I can't imagine Sidney Crosby signed here. He's not here to be on a rebuild, but everybody, the way the game looks and where you're at in the standings and Washington and these other teams running away, that makes it very difficult. And I think Kyle Dubas, I'll bet you last night, there's been a lot of points where you think he's had enough. I will guarantee you last night was one more thought, one more nail, if you will, that's going to make him think what you just mentioned, Bob, because if you're not getting it, you're not getting what you need, and you're looking at your goaltenders, you're looking at maybe depth across it, some of the players they brought in, are they getting what they want from them? I don't know. And I think again, a loss like that to a team that didn't look good at all, and then you give that, it's a shame, you give that 2 points away. And I also did say, for 40 minutes, they dominated them.
The yeah,
goaltender
they did.
Stole the game. Yep. And then it's yep. a shame to give away, have those 2 points go against you. So that's just the way it is, and I do think he's getting to that point, guys. I really do.
Thank you, Jay, and I'll update
Appreciate
you
it, Jay.
On my latest golf trip. I'm looking at Fort Myers in 2 weekends. I'm looking at Tiburon on Sunday and Salt Leaf on Saturday, and Bob is treating me to both wow. rounds, even though he won't be there.
Fort Myers, you say?
Oh,
yeah. I may see Ron Cook when I'm down there.
Yeah, Ron should come and caddy for you. He should do that, or bring the beer.
Did you not run into John Aber somewhere? Did I hear that?
I did run into John Aber. Yes, and he invited me to play Allegheny.
There you go.
How about that?
Jay, let me ask you. I told Joe that's one of the best old school courses you'll find. Before they were moving dirt all around and creating stadium kind of golf courses, that place is just spectacular.
Oh, and it's a great membership. It is spectacular, Bob. And John is phenomenal. Like,
yes.
What a great head pro, a great player. And I mean, his whole college career. But he's a great one, Joe. You're really making your mark, and you're attaching yourself to the right people. You got Bob number one, and now John Aber.
I know.
Perfect. John is wonderful, though. It's great.
The problem is that I've completely forgotten how to drive the ball. I went to the range the other day, indoor, over at RMU, and I forget. It leaves me. The ability to drive the ball cleanly leaves me, so I wound up using a seven wood off the tee. I just forget, Jay. Do you ever do that?
Issues.
You just forget how to do it?
Joe, man, there's something I forget. We forget every round. One part of your game is not one, right, Bob? One part of your game never, like, really? Am I doing this well, but I'm not doing this well? I think that's the game of golf, right?
And it never changes. It doesn't change. I don't care how long you've played it. There's always something. I saw Tiger hit one in the water last night, albeit it was a, you know, simulated water. But so what? He hit it in the water, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Joe. It's amazing. That's why when I mentioned the golfers to you that I play with and guys are great friends, but they seem to not have that. But I think they feel their game, right? I think they still feel there's parts of their game all right, but I don't see it like how I feel about mine either, Joe. So, yeah. I mean, I think welcome to the club.
Thank you. That? Yeah, that actually does make me feel better. Thank you, Jay.
Jay, always a pleasure.
All right, guys, you take care. Bye-bye.
What a nice man he is, Bob. And the miracle is he keeps getting nicer, right?
Yeah. I say he's the Vijay Singh of local golf around here. He's always practicing, always. And that's the lesson you should take from it, because you're never gonna figure this out.
Yeah, but,
you
are but never Steve, gonna Blass, get to... Steve Blass put it this way and was very good. He was talking about golf. I don't remember in what venue when he said, you can go to the range all you want. If you're practicing the wrong things, it's not going to help you. I have to practice the right things. Bob, I go over to the golf dome all the time, but am I practicing the right things all winter? I don't know. I don't know if I am. I lose it mentally. I can't. It's like Pedro trying to throw to first when he was a third baseman. Seriously. I just lose it mentally.
You say you're practicing the wrong thing. You are, just because you're going there with a driver in your hand. That's not what you need to practice.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, what do you mean?
Call Jay back right now and ask him what's the most important part of the game. He'll tell you what it is. It's the short game from 100 yards in.
I know. But
that's what you should hit.
You first have to get there.
Yeah, but you can get there a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
It's the great eraser, Joe.
Why don't you help me? Can you come out?
Because I'm trying to help myself. I'm like Sam Darnold on the golf course sometimes. I'm seeing ghosts. I there's some things coming at me. What am I doing? I'm yanking, shanking.
I know.
I mean, I got to. Here, the other thing is, you go now. You haven't swung really competitively in a long time. You go to range. Just bring iron, short irons. Don't bring your driver. Just get a rhythm. You know, you got to have a rhythm.
I suck. I do. I'm going to quit. But I am going to play this. I'm going to play Tiburon, and I'm going to play Salt Leaf, and I'm going to go to Fort Myers. My life. My wife seemed less than enthused at my idea of going.
You're not
to Florida.
Taking her so she could pamper herself
her,
at the Tiburon
go?
Spa.
She said,
they have a beautiful spa.
It's enough just to play golf.
Yeah, but if you're indulging yourself in a 400 round of golf, I think it's only fitting that you should ask your wife, Susie, you come with me and there's a $500 beautiful hot stone massage waiting for you.
Who's paying for that?
You are.
I did invite her.
It's almost Valentine's Day. This is a pre-Valentine's gift.
You're right about that. And then she said, just make sure we have enough money for tax season or something like that. It was a passive-aggressive shot back across the bow, Bob. And now I feel bad. Usually I'm excited going through to plan the trip. Now it's laced with guilt, and you know as well as I do, and my friend Myron Brown, I don't know if he coined this term, great basketball player at Slippery Rock, played in the NBA. You know flying Myron Brown. Have you seen him on a golf course? He's very good.
Is he good? I didn't know that.
It's called guilty golf. Can't do it. Ruins the day, ruins the round, ruins a trip. Guilty golf. I can't play guilty golf. I need to be freed of all that stuff and just go out there.
Have you had
and
this conversation with Susie?
I think I need to.
Yeah, just say, look, do you want a purse? I got a great purse for you, Susie. Look at this. It's a Chanel. It's waiting for you. That'll release all of your guilt and her guilt.
I'm trying to plan the trip like right now.
Take her.
Usually I'm excited. I tell you, now. Lisa, all I'm thinking
Lisa
about is
encourages
the guilt
me
part.
To go. I haven't gone ever to like
I want to be encouraged
well,
to go.
Yeah, well, and I told her she should come with me too.
Usually she loves it when I'm not there, when I'm not home.
It's part of domestic tranquility. You need space. That's what you should tell her.
Can I put you on the phone with her?
Yes, and I'll tell her, you know what? Joe is only thinking about you, Suze. That's it. He knows you need your time. So he is volunteering to move out of state for at least 3 days so that you could have the time you need to just enjoy the downtimes, the free moments, to think, meditate. And he is not going to bother you in any way because he knows he can be a bother.
I'm ready to run through a wall for Bob.
So am I. That's downright poetic. Do you think I should put him on the line with
her? Yes, no doubt about it.
All right. I will do that. Coming up next, let's take a look at the NFL playoff matchups. Let's get away from the Steelers for a little bit. And let's talk about which coach, which quarterback are under the biggest spotlight here. Who has the most to gain and the most to lose? And what's the best matchup and the worst matchup of this division? I think it's one of the best weekends in all of sports for the whole year, the divisional playoffs.